families are beginning to bury their loved ones in Orlando. People gunned down at the Pulse nightclub last week. There are many different ways to grieve death, sadness, guilt, rage. NPR's Aarti Shahani ran into something she didn't expect, something transcendent, in the person of one father who lost his daughter.
Daniel Alvear and his daughter Amanda were tight, buddy-buddy.
She used to call me. I said, Dad, do you cook today?
They lived together, with her mom too. For a while, they even worked at the same restaurant. He was her boss. And when he started working less, he'd make her favorite meals at home.
White rice and black beans. We bred it, palomilla steak.
We're in Davenport, a suburb just outside Orlando, in the family's house. The walls are mostly bare except for a few collages they put together.
Her picture, her favorite one, this one right here.
Of Amanda and her middle brother, who died a few years back of cancer. Amanda recently took a second job at a hospital to try out the healthcare field. She wasn't sure she could handle it. Two jobs plus school.
She sat down with me and she said, Daddy, we have to talk about the schedule.
It was going to take 35 days of nonstop work, and she needed to know her dad had her back. Loyalty was important to her. Amanda Alvear, age 25, and her close friend, Mercedes Flores, age 26, both died at Pulse together. It didn't have to happen that way, but Mr. Alvear explains, it makes sense.
It didn't surprise me when they tell me that she make it out, she went back to her friend.
In the face of death, Amanda couldn't leave her friend behind. And her father is proud of that decision. As he mourns her, the first Father's Day they are not together, he's clearly channeling that way she would take care of other people. At a vigil for the young women, people would come up to him and hug him and burst into tears. He reassured them, everything's going to be okay. He tried to comfort President Obama, too. When Obama came to meet with victims' families, Alvear noticed the president's hand was ice cold, and he looked shaken, maybe because he's also a father. So Alvear pulled him in.
And I whispered in his ear, who is winning tonight?
He was referring to the NBA finals, Golden State Warriors versus Cleveland Cavaliers. He knows Obama likes basketball.
So he smiled like you just did, and he told me Golden State.
Amanda isn't here today, her body that is, but she is giving her dad a present for Father's Day. Weeks ago, she bought him a hat, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, his favorite team. Her mom found it in a closet shortly after she died. Sitting together, it's a little hard to believe the Alvear spirit. I ask him,
I don't understand how you can not just seem, but love. Actually be so positive right now.
Love, mommy, love.
That love extends remarkably far. It might feel too soon to share this fact, but Alvear forgives Omar Mateen, the gunman who killed his daughter and others in the deadliest mass shooting in recent U.S. history.
They talk about love, hate, this and that, but the bottom line is you gotta learn how to forgive. We fight, we love each other, you gotta learn how to forgive.
And you forgive him already?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
But it's not forgive and forget. Alvear wants to know how many bullets hit his daughter. Did she die instantly? From past experience, he knows answers help somehow.
If you start losing hope, we've been there. I'm sorry.
He also wants to meet the father of Mateen. Alvear says he would invite the man into his home and observe him, look for clues about his son in his face.
When you look at a man, you know right away if he's lying or if he really feels what he's saying, you know? So I will open my door and look at his eyes and see to see if he feels sorrow or shame or embarrassment.
We in the media have reported 49 people killed at Pulse. Alvear corrects us. Actually, it's 50, he says. He counts the gunmen too. Aarti Shahani, NPR News, Orlando.